And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness on this Easter Sunday. We wish you a very happy time with your family this weekend, if you're enjoying the long weekend. As always, my name is Jo Stanley and as always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley, medical herbalist and pharmacist.
Morning,
Jo. To see you. Happy
Good morning.
Easter.
Happy Easter to you and look who we've got.
It's so lovely to see you, Elise Elliott.
I'm happy so Easter. Thrilled to be here and the Easter Bunny came.
Yes.
Mm. And I'm pretty excited. Are you allowed to eat chocolate?
Of course you are.
Just asking.
Goodness me. Chocolate, dark chocolate particularly, is good for your brain, good for your blood vessels. It's got bioflavonoids, which actually help blood vessels expand and contract. So you can't back away from that in spite of those academics who say, don't go near it.
Also, Great. It's delicious, and let's just enjoy life.
Let's enjoy life. Exactly. We've got a lot of making up to do, Jo.
If that's your thing, I'm sad for people who don't enjoy chocolate.
Yeah. Being a bit abstemious can be boring at times, can't it?
That's not for everyone, and that's okay. Hey, I need to ask you, today we're talking dementia, first up, and I wonder if you've had experience of supporting people with dementia in your lives. I know that, Gerald, your mother...
My mum's in low care, and it was interesting watching how she slowly deteriorated, and she's pretty good, actually, but her short-term memory is a struggle. But dementia, you know, if you have a stroke, it happens suddenly. You might lose the use of your left arm or whatever. Dementia is gradual, and you eventually lose the function of your brain, and it happens over years, and it's incredibly sad, incredibly challenging, and something that I think we have had our head in the sand about for a long, long, long time. And the stats in the future are frightening.
I think not only is it a debilitating disease, but it's so thankless for carers. I know my grandmother had dementia and my father would spend a lot of time with her and then she would thank him using the wrong name. And I think for that, the carers and the families, that it is a very thankless and painful task. And kudos to anyone who has to care for someone with dementia.
Yeah, well, they say that older Australians fear dementia more than any other health issue, which is understandable when you consider how painful it is for themselves and for their families. And as you say, Gerald, the rates are really scary and what we're heading for. The prediction for dementia rates in Australia is frightening, with the number of sufferers tipped to soar from fewer than 460,000 currently to beyond a million within 25 years.
The sad part, Jo, and I get lots of emails about this from often wives who say, I'm really worried about my husband. I'm worried that he just gets a blank stare every now and again. He doesn't listen. Well, tell me a husband who listens, for heaven's sake.
That's called selective hearing.
But seriously, though, they get very worried. And the question they ask is, what do I do about it? And that's where there's a big gap. We don't have a clear pathway for people who notice, because you don't want to say to someone, I think you're on the pathway. There's a lot of skill involved in managing that right at the outset.
But what can you do?
Well, the first thing is you reassure, you get a diagnosis, so you get a referral to a geriatrician, and there are some tests that are done which give you a scale of your rate. It's called cognitive decline, and it ends up mild cognitive impairment, which goes on, and we can talk to our expert about that. But all it means is you've got to try and interrupt or delay the inevitable, and you can, but I don't think we identify it early enough, and I don't think we have clear guidelines as to what you should be doing, both parties.
Yes, and earlier too, there's modifiable behaviours that can contribute to our cognitive function as we age. Mm-hmm. So all of that is a part of that conversation, I think. And the question is, what's being done to tackle dementia? Given we know that we're heading for this very, very scary figure in 25 years, what are the governments doing? What needs to happen more? So, you know, these are the kinds of questions we're going to be asking Hannah Correll, Dr. Hannah Correll. She's a neuropsychologist and an expert in matters of the brain, and she'll chat to us about what's forecast for dementia. And from gut health to skincare, probiotics are now whipping up the face cream world. We know a lot about probiotics as we take them, what what about putting them on our skin? So the founder of Antibodies will bring us up to speed on the latest scientific developments in skincare. Our A to Z of vitamins today is Go Healthy Green Lipped Muscle. I'm very intrigued about that, Gerald, I must say.
Well, Joe, let me say, on the day of the filming where Hines and I did that, he cooked pan-seared mussels with tomatoes, chilies and mint.
Well, we don't always have Hinesy in our kitchen.
No, so. But it was easy, but when the filming was done, the crew were like seagulls and hot chips.
Well, our number is 131873. As always, we'd love to hear from you with any questions that may support your health. And today, perhaps you have someone in your life that is suffering from dementia and you'd like some advice on how you can best support them, give us a call, 131873. All of that will be next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can a vegan night cream give skin the hydration it needs? It can if it's Culture. Culture is a vegan certified probiotic night recovery cream with a water cream texture that is cloud soft and intensely hydrating. What makes Culture king? It's formulated with skin loving probiotic good bacteria and plant based hyaluronic acid to lock in moisture, clear blemishes and optimize skin recovery overnight. Wake up with calm, clear and hydrated skin. Ask for Culture at Chemist Warehouse. It's just $50.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy hair, skin and nails now for only $13.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. As always, we would love you to give us a call on 131873 with any questions to support your health and well-being. And today we're going to be speaking about dementia. So if you have any questions to help you, if you are supporting someone who is living with dementia, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Hannah Correll in just a moment to learn all about dementia. But let's go to some calls first up. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How can I help?
I've got this sciatic nerve down on the left-hand side of my buttock, and the pain goes all the way down the left leg.
That's the classic pathway, Bill. What are you doing about it? Is your doctor helping you manage that?
Well, I've been trying to get in to see a physiotherapist.
Yes, that'll help.
But he's extremely busy. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I'm only taking Tramadol just to ease the pain.
Okay.
But I heard that there was an ad on 3AW regarding some injections you can get, but I didn't quite get the name of the ad.
Well, I don't know what the injections are, and I'd be surprised, Bill, if there would be an injection, which usually requires a doctor, whether that would be advertised. But look, I've got two suggestions. We're talking here, Bill, about nerve or neuropathic pain. So your spine puts pressure on a nerve which runs down through your buttock, down the back of your leg. Two things. The first is something I get amazing feedback from. It's called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C, acid, A-C-I-D. It's a 400 milligram capsule that you take twice a day, and you match that with high dose turmeric. And those two things will settle that excitable nerve that's causing you issues. And then once the physio gets a chance to work on the pressure in that area, things will improve.
All the best with that.
Be patient, Bill, but work on it.
It's a very common issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Gerald?
Just lower back, how often? How many calls do we get about that?
Yes, we're having a little bit of trouble getting onto Dr. Hannah Correll at the moment. So in the meantime, I just want to mention for your Easter Sunday, if you're looking for a bit of something to do this afternoon, check out House of Wellness TV.
Yeah.
It's back on your screens on Channel 7 at midday. And there is such a beautiful story in this particular episode, Gerald, about the Kookaburra Cancer Ward at the Royal Children's Hospital. It's very close to home because Mario Verrocchi from Chemistry where has a gorgeous three-year-old grandson called Raffi, and little Raffi is battling a major illness. Of course, his parents, Matt and Nikki, are right by his side. But he has spent time in the Kookaburra Cancer Ward and, like so many families, just received the most extraordinary care there.
I watched the first edition of our show on Friday, Joe, and it was and congratulations to all who were involved in the Royal Children's Hospital appeal on Friday. Just a phenomenal result. But the Kookaburra Ward, where Raffi attends, seems to be the most amazing place. And the sister who spoke to you during the interview, cool, calm, collected. You know, we engage with them, we teach them. Because the child who comes in at three and leaves at four has an enormous developmental stage that actually they've missed because they're often not at home. So a wonderful story and just amazing outcome too, by the way.
Yes, and you can continue to donate. Of course, mm-hmm. the Royal Children's Hospital, the Good Friday Appeal is a big fundraiser that we have every year.
Yes.
But it's a very important organisation, of course.
Mm. And I love that even post-COVID, people are still generous enough to donate. Mm. You know, it's like we don't have charity fatigue when yes. it comes to little
no, we don't. No.
Which is a good thing.
And there's also, in that same episode, a really enlightening story about the autism spectrum, which I found very inspiring and useful as well. So check that TV out today at midday. And it's also back on your screens on Friday at 2 o'clock mm. on Channel 7.
And don't forget the muscles.
We'll get to the left, muscles, Gerald.
Left an indelible part
now, you can
in
go
my...
and buy some today, I believe.
I might. I've just got to persuade the lady boss. In my house. No, I didn't say that. that perhaps we should look at those and cook up a storm, as we say.
Yes,
yeah, take a little esky with ice in it beforehand.
Okay.
See? Now, 131-873, do keep your calls coming with any questions to support your health, and we will have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can a vegan night cream give skin the hydration it needs? It can if it's Kultra. Kultra is a vegan certified probiotic night recovery cream with a water cream texture that is cloud soft and intensely hydrating. What makes Kultra king? It's formulated with skin loving probiotic, good bacteria and plant based hyaluronic acid to lock in moisture, clear blemishes and optimize skin recovery overnight. Wake up with calm, clear and hydrated skin. Ask for Kultra at Chemist Warehouse. It's just $50.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy hair, skin and nails now for only $13.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with the House of Wellness and we would love you to give us a call on 131 873 with questions for your health and also if you have a question about how to support someone who is living with dementia because it has now overtaken lung cancer as the second leading cause of death for men and remains the leading cause for women. So can we stop or slow the risk of developing dementia and what are the main contributors to the deadly disease? Dr. Hannah Carell is a fierce advocate for a healthy brain and she brings neurology and psychology together to explain common life issues like dementia and she joins us now. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, guys. Happy Easter. Thanks for having me.
To you too. Now, this seems like a huge leap for the number of dementia sufferers to double to a million in the next 25 years. Why is this happening?
Yeah, so it's sort of a question of is it because of more risk factors or is it just because we're getting better in our medical technology with detecting things? And dementia is just an aging process. So if we all lived forever, just like how you get wrinkly and spotty as you get older, that's very normal. Your brain also gets wrinkly and spotty as you get older. So the older you get, the higher your risk of getting dementia eventually becomes. So we're a population that, you know, the average time of death is getting later and later and later in life, which means that the incidence of the number of people who are experiencing dementia is getting higher. So it's not necessarily because we're living more toxic lives. It might just be because we're actually living longer than we used to.
Hannah, I know we should be celebrating the fact we are living longer, but given that we are an ageing population, there's these increased risk factors. Given that, what can we do to prevent dementia?
I love this question. This is great. So, you know that saying, use it or lose it?
Yeah.
It applies for your brain. It totally applies to your brain. So one of the common pitfalls when we get older is we recluse, we become homebodies, we don't want to go out as much, we don't want to physically move as much, and people tend to deteriorate with how much they're moving their body and how much they're using their brain. Like preventing dementia, one of the, you know, the leading researchers in the area think the best thing you can do is always keep learning and always keep socially active. So that doesn't mean you have to be a rocket scientist and go to Harvard University. Learning can be anything. It can be learning a new board game with your family. Socializing can be anything. It can be going and grabbing a coffee with friends. Those types of activities are unpredictable for your brain, and it causes your brain to continue to be neuroplastic, which is the golden word, and that basically means that you're continuing to to grow different neurons in your brain, and your brain is continuing to be dynamic and stay youthful and stay quick.
Hannah, I've just had the Prime Minister on the phone. He wants to appoint you as the Minister for Dementia. Now, right. having got that appointment, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you give me three things, bearing in mind the risk, bearing in mind that there's obviously genetic mutations in our brain as well, what are three things that we can do? Because there'll be many people listening to us this morning who are either part-time or full-time carers for someone with dementia who are bewildered by the confusion, the information, the lack of options. Three things.
Okay, so look, I think number one, it's really important for me to highlight the most common type of dementia is something called Alzheimer's disease, right? So dementia is a symptom, like when you get a cold, a symptom of a cold is that you're coughing. So the dementing is just a symptom of the disease that's caused the dementing. The most common cause is Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is not genetically something that you inherit from your parents or your grandparents. So if you have a family member who had Alzheimer's dementia, it doesn't mean that you're destined to get it too. It doesn't mean that. And there's a common misconception that people think, oh my God, I had a family member who had Alzheimer's dementia and that means I'm going to get it too. So it's important not to fall into this trap where we get this self-fulfilling prophecy where people start to, assume, this is my brain going now, so I'm going to stop challenging myself. I'm going to stop going out. I'm going to stop putting myself out there, because it's the stopping of doing stuff that causes you to be more likely to start to show signs of aging. So don't fall into the pitfall of thinking, oh, I'm destined for it, so I might as well give up now. You don't want to give up now. So number two, it is never, ever, ever too late. It's never too late to start doing things that help your brain and make your brain healthy. That means you can start at any age. So I don't care if you're 60, I don't care if you're 70, I don't care if you're 80, you can start today. And the third thing is build up good cognitive reserve. Now, what that word means is everyone has this buffer in their brain, which is when it's like if you think of a Pac-Man, Pac-Man, nom, 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 he eats away at a buffer, essentially, and he eats his way slowly across. And when he gets to the end of the buffer, imagine that that's when you start showing signs of dementia. If you can have the longest, biggest buffer possible, then you are less likely to show signs of dementia. Now, to get a big buffer, you have to keep learning and you have to stay social. So don't recluse into the home. Keep active. Keep yourself learning, whether it's learning to dance, whether it's learning watercolor, whether it's learning, French, anything will keep your brain active and give you a nice wide buffer to prevent things like dementia.
Hannah, amazing tips. What about tips for the people caring for people with dementia? It must be so traumatic watching the health of a loved one decline.
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine, like, Joe, you think of your mum, your father, your aging sister or brother. It's devastating, and I see it all the time. And I think it's really important for us to acknowledge all those people who are working so very, very hard. One of the symptoms of dementia is, rapid memory loss and forgetting. So those people, it's not unusual for them to become very paranoid. It's not unusual for them to become sometimes quite rude and mean. It's not that they're doing it deliberately. It's that their brain has changed. And they can be really, really hard and difficult and heartbreaking to see your family member or your loved one go through that. Now, the best advice I can give for a carer of someone with dementia is you need to get some assistance yourself. You need to make sure that you are okay and you are coping and you're getting through this. So if that means going and seeing a psychologist, getting some counselling, or even better, making sure the roles are clear. If you're that person's wife, they only have one wife, right? They only have one sister, one mother, one brother. And you perform the role of the family member. And if you split that role across being the full-time carer and the driver and the cook and the cleaner, you're watering down the only unique role that you have to that person. It is totally okay for you to stop and say, I need help. let the carer be the carer. There are people whose full-time job is to be the carer, and there is lots of government support out there. You can go and see a neuropsychologist, get on NDIS, get on the National Disability Insurance Scheme, so that you can afford to get carers to do the caring role, so that you can do the wife role, the sister role, the daughter, the son. You can be that one thing to that person that nobody else can be. And that's so, so important. So do not be afraid to reach out and get help, because it's out there.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hannah Carell, clinical neuropsychologist and registered psychologist. I really love that you're acknowledging that it's extremely difficult for people to care for their loved ones and to give permission to reach out for help. You have a great Easter Sunday, Hannah.
You too, guys. And thanks, take Hannah. Care of yourself.
Thank
yes, you.
Good luck in Canberra.
Yes, with your newly appointed role. Gerard, I wonder though if people feel like there's a stigma attached to asking for help, or they feel like they're obligated to be the carer for their loved one.
I think initially, Joe, people try and then they realise how hard it is.
To get the help.
How hard it is to cope, and then yes. where to go. And and one thing that Hannah said, there's lots of opportunities out there, but it's so difficult, and we've got to simplify the system.
And it starts, I suppose, with the GPs that we
see. That's where it starts, then the referral to the geriatrician. But if you've got someone at home who's not functioning well, then you've got to spend hours chasing up the various pathways. It's a huge job.
Yeah. Well, do keep your calls coming with any questions that you might have, or if you would like some assistance, some advice from anyone, Gerald specifically, I would suggest, on how you can support someone with dementia in your life, or any other questions that you might have. 131 873. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy hair, skin and nails now for only $13.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse, and we love it when you give us a call, 131 873. We have been speaking about dementia this morning, and Cheryl from Wallen has called. Hi there, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning. How are you both?
We're well. We're all terrific. How can we help?
Great. I'm just calling on behalf of a friend of mine. Her father has Lewy's disease.
Okay.
Which you would obviously know is part of dementia.
It's one of the things about which we know very little, even though it was discovered, I think, back in the early 1900s. But it's Lewy body dementia. So it's one of the dementia family, basically. How's he coping? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's he getting on?
Declining very rapidly, actually. Hmm.
Did lockdown make a difference last year?
I think he's not a man to go out a great deal anyway, but definitely lockdown, I think, had a big part to play with it. He's at the point now where he's falling over constantly.
Hmm. Is he in care or at home, Cheryl?
At home at the moment, but I don't think for much longer.
Well, as we've seen in the last 24 hours, the unexpected fall can change your life completely. Mm. So hopefully he's being managed by a geriatrician who can offer some sort of options based on what Dr. Hannah mentioned before, because he's getting to the stage where being managed at home is very difficult. And this is one of the challenges.
Well, and also one of the challenges is that there are so many different kinds of conditions that fall under that dementia banner, isn't it? As we're learning here.
So be around and help, Cheryl. You'll be a very helpful friend.
Yeah. Just I want to ask you a question. Is there any vitamin that could help him a little bit? Like he's currently on Lovan. I know it's not a vitamin.
It's an
on Lovan and Valium at night.
Yes.
Yeah. But is there anything at all that might help him just a little bit?
Well, we know that Mediterranean style option is good for brain health, Cheryl, and it's just a matter of encouraging him to eat as much of those healthy things, bearing in mind that often there can be resistance to eating anything, where that person will say no, even though it was my favourite food last week, now I don't want it. So it is, and this is where care is very important, because you get the advice. So look, really difficult, but just the fundamental, Cheryl, anything that looks good that he enjoys, just give it to him. Make him happy.
Mm, yeah. All the best to you, Cheryl, and to your friend. We have Lorraine. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning.
Hello, Lorraine.
I'm 94, and I find that I've lost quite a few words, words that I should know, but they don't come back to me without a lot of deep thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that can be done about that?
We call this, Lorraine, cognitive decline. And if you imagine your brain as a filing cabinet, you're getting all this 24-hour news cycle, all this stuff coming into your brain. And sometimes when we sleep at night, old stuff gets tossed out. And confusion about words, we expect to have the brain power, don't we, of when we were 25, that bang, instant recall. There's no magic solution, Lorraine. There is a herb called Bacopa, which is very good because it's got the clinical evidence to show that it helps memory and recall. That might give you some comfort. But I think, as Dr. Hannah said before, stay engaged, learn new things, make your brain work. She used a phrase called neuroplasticity. You can make parts of your brain that have shut down, you can renew them. It's quite remarkable. And that's what you've got to really focus on. And
well, keep love watching quizzes on telly.
Perfect.
And I find that you can learn a lot from that.
Yes, you can. But talking to people and doing things in a group, and we might have a chat about walking in a group in a minute, but doing things in a group where you're interacting, so singing, poetry,
dancing.
All of those things.
It's the key to do new things as well.
Yes. As Dr. Hannah said, then you're renewing the parts of your brain that maybe you haven't been using for quite a while.
I think Lorraine sounds amazing.
Lorraine, you really do sound extraordinary, Lorraine. Thank you so much for giving us a call. You have a great Easter, Lorraine.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. We were talking off air, and I'm bringing this story that I just loved around how important it is, of course, to remain active. We know that physical activity, even for staving off dementia, is important, right? Well, I read a story that a new study has shown that couples often decrease their pace when walking together, and this can have seriously detrimental effects on both partners' overall health. Now, I feel quite vindicated because I'm always saying to my husband, come on, ramp up the pace. He's a bit of a slow coach. So we now know that we do tend to slow down if we're walking with someone else, and that's not necessarily good for us.
I used to go jogging with my husband, and he would jog behind me, but he said that was so he could perv on my bottom. Had nothing to do with slowing the pace, so now I don't run with him at all.
But you'd be too quick for him anyway.
Yeah, holding me back. He can just, I'm going to run by myself.
He's got longer legs, and it's probably a bit awkward anyway. But isn't that fascinating that walking, and we know, walking together and chatting is good for your brain.
Very important.
So we've got brain health, emotional health, physical health. So there's got to be a blend of all of that. But if you've got a coffee in one hand and a donut in the other, perhaps you get your partner to hang on to your shirt, you know.
But it's interesting, isn't it? It must show a bit of empathy because you're both slowing to the lowest common denominator. Slowing down and...
But gait is important. You do need to keep that pace up, not just for your cardiovascular and all your muscle strength, but it is an indicator that you've got good balance and so many other things.
I'm part of a bushwalking group, and the convener of the bushwalking group sent an email around and said, I want to teach you all how to walk. Now, I was quite insulted by that, but there are techniques in walking properly, and we probably just take it all for granted.
So could you share with us?
How to walk properly?
Yes.
You'll have to come on the bushwalk.
All right.
You're only about 12Ks.
Yeah, oh, nice. Oh, that's a lovely way to spend a long weekend.
There's no holding hands either.
No,
that's the only reason I'm joining you.
Well, do keep your calls coming, 131 873, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you're looking for a formula for joint health and mobility with an anti-inflammatory effect, try Bioglan Curcumin Double Strength Tablets. Just one daily dose helps reduce mild joint pain and inflammation. It contains bioperine. I'll have to ask you, Gerald, how you say that. Bioperine. It's a black pepper extract shown to increase the absorption of curcumin in the body. Bioglan Curcumin Double Strength, 1200 milligram, is $29.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Or as read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Hair, Skin and Nails now for only $13.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this Easter Sunday. Gerald, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and you've been banging on about muscles all morning.
So, not the muscular type of muscles either, which is even worse.
I've got plenty of those. I'm talking about here the muscles, which are a great source of an anti-inflammatory. So New Zealand greenlip mussels obviously are a different sort of mussel than the mussels we get in Australia. So this is from the clear, pristine waters of New Zealand. And
Lovely.
They've got a green around the rim. They are very powerful anti-inflammatories, and they've been staple food for the Maori populations for years and years and years, and probably responsible for helping them play really good rugby. But because it reduces inflammation, it's another way of helping with joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
They play a role. There's been some work done in asthma as well because it actually helps inflammation in the lungs. So it's another option in that whole party of things that we do to constantly reduce inflammation.
I love that. It's my mantra, constantly reducing inflammation.
It's aging. That's what age is.
Oh, steady on.
We don't have to worry, but it's
too much talk of aging.
It's one of the drivers of aging. And enjoy your muscles for lunch.
Yes, well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy for superior supplement for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplement now available in Australia. Let's take some calls. Hello, Jane from Melbourne.
Hello, Jane.
Good morning, everyone. I was just sort of wondering, the ginkgo biloba,
Yes. Is
that beneficial for the memory?
It's beneficial for circulation to your brain, Jane. So if you are eating well and you've got lots of good nutrients and you get those up into your brain, which I mentioned to one of our callers before, then it will help your brain function correctly. The specific memory herb is bacopa. So there are combinations available of ginkgo and bacopa. So you're using the ginkgo to get the bacopa up into your brain, and that's probably a better option.
Okay.
Oh, so is there another one you can recommend?
Well, no, you can just go to your pharmacy and ask them to show you the best ginkgo bacopa combinations they have. Now, if they're not sure, and that can happen, send me an email, houseofwellness.com.au. The House of Wellness email site's open over Easter, and I'll get back to you.
All the best with that, Jane. Graham in Safety Beach, good morning to you.
Pardon?
Hello,
Hi, Graham.
Graham.
How can we help you, Graham?
Hello, I'm just ringing up about, I rang the, my wife's got dementia and we're having a bit of a problem, and I rang the dementia hotline.
Yes.
And they told, I didn't get a satisfactory answer for them. Mm. Actually, I was very disappointed because I said, oh, just sit down, talk to her and make a cup of tea.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, gee, that sort of feedback makes me just so angry, which is what I commonly hear from people, Graham, and yet we're reassured that at federal and state government level, there are all sorts of pathways open. So in an ideal world, Graham, what we need to do is find for you the simple pathway that helps you understand what's going on, gives you some structure in your life and some directions. So look, ring again. You probably might get someone next time who makes more sense. Maybe that person was just having a bad day, but they shouldn't be in that job.
It's very frustrating given that we know that we're, you know, increasing every year more people with dementia that there are organisations within the medical fraternity who are calling for governments to increase funding, research, treatment, because it's going to be such a difficult issue for us moving forward. And so, then you hear that.
Yeah, how would you feel, Elise? You've rung, you've taken the time, you've sat down with a piece of paper expecting clear directions, and you're told, make your wife a cup of tea.
It's so disrespectful and heartbreaking. I'm sorry to hear that, Graham, but he does live in a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, just get cracking, Graham, and get your family around you. Maybe delegate the task to someone else because you've got enough on your plate. And as Dr. Hannah said before, get someone else who's got the time and the brain power to really get to the bottom of it.
Very exhausting for him, though, for Graham, and very disheartening. We have time for one more call. Good morning, Doug.
Hello, Doug.
Yeah, good morning. My mother-in-law died from CJD.
Okay.
Normally the prognosis once you get to CJD is usually 6 months before you pass away.
Hmm.
Hers was 3 years. We donated her brain to the Melbourne University to find out what sort of CJD, since there's five types. Hers was spontaneous.
Okay.
Which was good for us because it wasn't genetic, because she's got daughters and it goes in the female's line.
Mm-hmm.
But what they found was, because of the time frame from being diagnosed to the time she passed away was that long, they're now looking whether or not more people who have Alzheimer's, which is a long gestation period as well, from time you get diagnosed to time you die, they're now looking at that, those that have been misdiagnosed because there could be spontaneous CJD.
Ah,
it is the research going on, Doug, is just phenomenal. And CJD happens because proteins go haywire. And it started back in the UK many, many years ago. But we've got so much to learn about the whole process. We know it's happening. We know it's happening more and more and more. We're beginning to understand some of the things. But I've been and listened to experts tell one theory, and then 3 weeks later, someone else gives another theory. That doesn't help.
Very fascinating. Thank you for sharing your story there, Doug. And it just points to, once again, we need more money for research into our brains and into dementia.
Yes, but don't forget the person at the end of the tree who's there with someone in the family in the same room and house with needing some help.
And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy hair, skin and nails now for only $13.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, it has been lovely to spend this last hour with you. Of course, if you were not able to get through on the phones, do head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. Gerald, I know, even over Easter, you are devoted to this.
I work my little tush off on Friday just to keep up to date.
You've earned some Easter eggs.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to have one on the way. No, I don't eat in my car. No.
I do. I'm going straight to the car park, the radio car park, and I'm going to eat that whole chocolate bunny. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
In the car park.
Elise,
in my
gorgeous
car.
To see you.
Happy Easter,
You're
Joe
off down
and
the
Gerald.
Coast to go surfing.
Yes, getting in the ocean.
And
as
for
soon
those
as
on
I
the
can.
Road, drive carefully, be patient, because we all want to enjoy Easter.
Absolutely. As always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week. Yeah.